From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. The nation's unemployment rate has declined to its lowest level in more than a year and a half, down by 0.4% in December to 9.4%. But the number of new jobs created last month was less than expected. NPR's Giles Snyder joins us now from Washington. Giles, seems like a mixed bag in these numbers.
Well, they are, Craig. The government says employers added some 103,000 jobs last month. That's an improvement from November, but far below what was expected. We talked with economist Lynn Reeser a moment ago about the new jobs data. She's optimistic about job creation this year, but she says there's still a lot of work to do.
We still have about 6.5 million people who are long-term unemployed for more than 6 months. So that is very disturbing. And clearly an unemployment rate above 9% is nothing to be happy about. So we have a lot of progress to make. But it does appear that we will turn the corner more meaningfully in creating new jobs in 2011.
Reeser is past president of the National Association for Business Economists.
So Giles, while these numbers are positive, millions of Americans are still looking for work.
Well, they are. More than 7 million jobs were lost during the downturn. Analysts say the economy needs to generate about 125,000 jobs a month just to keep up with the population. It will need to do double that to reduce the unemployment rate further.
Thanks, Giles. NPR's Giles Snyder reporting from Washington. President Obama names several new members of his economic team today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Gene Sperling will be the new head of the National Economic Council.
Sperling's known as a workaholic, steeped in the details of budget and tax policy. That could be an asset to the president as he tries to rein in the swollen federal deficit. Mr. Obama is also making several other economic appointments today. The announcements will come at a Maryland window factory. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Lawmakers in the House are set to begin debate today on a proposal to repeal the new health care law, as Republicans, now in the majority in the House, make good on a pledge to roll back one of the key elements of the president's legislative agenda. GOP Congressman John Klein of Minnesota says the law is bad for small businesses.
This law is a job killer. A small business with 50 employees would be penalized to the tune of $42,000 for hiring a 51st worker.
But NPR's Julie Rovner reports Democrats in the Senate are already calling the measure dead on arrival.
The bill, with the official name Repealing the Job-Killing Health Care Law Act, is expected to easily clear a procedural hurdle today and pass the Republican-led House next Wednesday. But from there, it will go no further, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid told reporters.
The Republicans have to understand that the health care bill is not going to be repealed.
Republicans, however, say they still want to have the vote because they promised voters they would during the campaign. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Authorities in Germany have ordered the shutdown of more than 4,700 farms amid concern that some eggs and meat produced there may have been contaminated with dioxin. The BBC's Stephen Evans in Berlin reports dioxin has been associated with cancer.
Initially, the scare was confined to Germany, but then it emerged that a batch of eggs had been exported to Holland and from there to Britain. On top of that, the German government said that 4,709 farms were closed, five times more than previously thought. The authorities said that the amounts of dioxin in any egg would be very small and not enough to be dangerous. The difficulty is that official assurances of safety are being combined with inexact information, which seems to change by the day.
The BBC's Stephen Evans in Berlin. The European Union's top diplomat is shunning Iran's invitation to send representatives for a tour of Iranian nuclear facilities. Terry Schultz in Brussels reports the EU wants Iran to open those facilities to UN inspectors instead.
The EU was one of a select group invited to view some of Iran's uranium enrichment facilities just before a new round of international talks with Tehran scheduled for later this month in Turkey. High Representative Catherine Ashton doesn't criticize the offer. She just says, through her spokeswoman Maya Kosianchik, that the invitation would be better addressed to the UN inspectors repeatedly blocked from assessing Iran's nuclear capabilities.
We believe this is the right way forward.
Ashton, the official international mediator with Iran, says she's looking forward to the Istanbul talks, which will include representatives from the U.S., Britain, China, France, Germany, and Russia. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
NASA has again postponed the final flight of the space shuttle Discovery. The launch pushed back to the end of February. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News.